with Sportier's Joe Porter.
Atamaria. The Black Caps captain, Kane Williamson, was impressed by a number of his players in the drawn first test against India in Kanpur, but he says the performance of debutant Rachin Ravindra was one to be remembered. Chasing 284 for victory on the final day, night watchman Will Somerville played like a specialist batsman for his 36 off 110 balls, but when he was dismissed, the floodgates opened. The Black Caps were in tatters at 155 for 9, but Ravindra and number 11 Ajaz Patel survived the last 52 balls to deny India and finish on 165 for 9 when bad light ended play. Williamson was full of praise for rookie Ravindra, who faced 91 balls for his 18 runs.
He brings an all-round package. Generally bats at the top of the order, so having him in the side, we felt sort of helped strengthen the batting and bowl some valuable overs as well. And an amazing experience to have in his first test match, and to be there at the end, something he'll remember for a long time.
The second and final test starts in Mumbai on Friday. The New Zealand Breakers request to postpone their opening game of the NBL basketball season due to positive COVID cases within the team has been denied. Saturday's game against the Phoenix in Melbourne will go ahead as planned. The Breakers have 9 positive cases in their wider touring party, including 2 starting players and head coach Dan Shamir. The Oceania qualifying tournament for the 2022 Football World Cup will be held in Qatar in March, but some of the All Whites' top players are likely to miss the opening games, with the start of the event being outside the international window. The winner of the 9-team tournament will advance to an intercontinental playoff for a spot at the World Cup. The New Zealand club Auckland City could face European champions Chelsea in the semi-finals at February's FIFA Club World Cup in the UAE after the draw was released this morning. And American golfer Lee Elder, a champion of racial justice who in 1975 became the first black man to compete at the Masters, has died at the age of 87. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.